Trump orders strikes in Syria, claims proof of gas attack, blasts encampment. Syria launches counterattack. Syria abruptly ends segment when former head of British Armed Forces questions the mission. Yeah, because he loves freaking kids, man. I mean, I feel like I just had my best girlfriend break up with me. I'm in the left to make jokes, but this ain't funny, man. Go back to the video. Go back to the article. That they can break anybody. Fox News has it live, MSNBC. I'm going to try to cover some of this news, but I'm not being a drama queen here, but I was basically told by the Democratic Party, and it wasn't even officially, they were just like, you know, stop supporting Trump. And it's the opposite of what my ex-wife says. She says, you know, oh, the system took the kids away from me. No, you got the kids back, because who I was part of the time. And then they sit there and they're like, you know, if you just turn against Trump, things will be better. But he was doing good, and that's what makes it so bad. Oh, and that's what makes it so bad. He'd have been a piece of crap from the beginning. It would be so bad. But we made so many sacrifices. And now he's crapping all over us. It makes me sick.
So you think it's over for Trump? I mean, where do we go from here?
Those damn casinos and all of it. Of course, there's something that
they're still going to try to impeach
and run that and have it perfect. It's not the nature of it.
See, but here's
the thing. So we let Mueller and these ass people crawl up his rear end and do this. So I guess we let this happen. We let them do this. The Republicans let them do this. I'm not defending Trump, but you know what? We let this happen, Owen.
No, the American people let this happen when they let Mueller run rogue for a year and a half without answering to anybody with the full force and will of the government behind him.
And anybody that doesn't want World War III is a goddamn Russian. I'm not a freaking Russian, man. I want freedom.
But now they're not going to stop coming after Trump. So even though he's
oh, you can nuke Russia, they're not going to stop.
Yeah, so it's
there's never enough unless we put dirt back Hillary in and worship that ugly goddamn piece of...
Conspiracy, one of the darkest words in the language of man. Yet there is hardly a single page of history that doesn't partially reveal the deadly eye of conspiracy at work. It was a conspiracy that directed Brutus against Caesar in the Roman Senate on the Ides of March. It was a conspiracy that plotted the betrayal of West Point by Benedict Arnold during the American Revolution. It was a conspiracy that led John Wilkes Booth to the assassination of President Lincoln on Good Friday, 1865. The past record of man is burdened with accounts of assassinations, secret combines, callous plots, and betrayals in war. The tenet of conspiracy has been a dominant force in all history. But in spite of this clear record, an amazing number of people have begun to scoff at the possibility of conspiracy at work today. They dismiss such an idea merely as a conspiratorial view of history. The purpose of this presentation is to show that the conspiratorial view of history, particularly of recent history, is the correct view. That there is a secret and powerful combine at work today. That it constitutes the unseen government of the United States. And that it properly can be identified as the capitalist conspiracy.